A former Catholic primary school principal who blew the whistle on a paedophile priest in the 1980s is to sue the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne for compensation. The Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission heard Graham Sleeman repeatedly tried to get the church to remove Father Peter Searson from his position as parish priest. Nothing was done for more than a decade, and when Mr. Sleeman resigned from his job in protest, he never worked in education again. Samantha Donovan has the story.
His attempts to protect his school community from a violent paedophile priest in the 1980s have taken their toll on Graham Sleeman.
I contemplated suicide many times, particularly during the 90s. Still plays on my mind. Could I have done more? Should I have done more? What happens if I had stayed there?
The case of the paedophile priest and the school principal was examined by the Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission. It found that the Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne at the time, Frank Little, had failed to protect the children of the parish and the Holy Family School. From 1984 to 97, Father Peter Searson was the parish priest at Doveton in Melbourne's southeast. He lived on the primary school grounds, and the commission heard he carried a gun, had children sit between his knees during confession, showed them a dead body in a coffin and killed a cat in front of them. In 1985, Graham Sleeman's fears Searson was abusing children were confirmed when a little girl ran screaming from the confessional. But officials from the Catholic Education Office and the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne wouldn't act on Mr. Sleeman's complaints without evidence. In 1986, he thought offering his resignation would force the church and the Catholic Education Office to remove Searson. He resigned, but the parish priest stayed on.
The Archdiocese supported Searson and they failed to support me. And as I usually say to people, they'd rather support the paedophile priest and the perpetrator than look after the person who was trying to protect the children.
The Royal Commission was satisfied that Graham Sleeman resigned in frustration because of the inaction of the Archdiocese in relation to Searson. It said the effect of that inaction was that the Archdiocese supported Searson and did not support Graham Sleeman. Mr. Sleeman never worked in education again. The Royal Commission heard evidence that Archbishop Frank Little took the unusual step of asking to be notified if Mr. Sleeman applied for any jobs in the Catholic education system. Graham Sleeman.
Well, whether you want to call it blackballing or silencing me, that's what they were on about. But he continued to abuse children after I left.
Father Peter Searson was eventually removed from the parish in 1997 by the then Bishop George Pell. Searson had pleaded guilty to the physical assault of an altar boy in the late 90s, but he was never charged with any sexual offences against children and died in 2009. The Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne has told PM that through the Catholic Education Office, it's made a compensation offer to Graham Sleeman. Mr. Sleeman has told us he considers it to be inadequate and he's now planning to sue the Archdiocese. Barrister David O'Brien is a former Victorian MP who sat on the state's parliamentary committee which investigated institutional child sexual abuse and reported in 2013. He's acting for Graham Sleeman.
The church ought to have taken the leadership position to have embraced the example of Graham Sleeman. They need to readdress what they've done and look after the principal so that in the future our whistleblowers and our good people are protected rather than paedophile priests.
Julie Stewart was the little girl who ran screaming from Father Searson and the confessional in 1985. She's backing Graham Sleeman's claim for compensation.
He's lost so much in his life, and not just financially, but he's just completely a broken man, and he just needs to be at peace, and he deserves that. You know, he would have had superannuation, security of income coming in that he just didn't get due to defending and speaking up and taking care of all us kids that the Catholic Diocese never did. Yeah, he deserves absolutely everything.
In a statement to PM, the Catholic Archdiocese of Melbourne says through Catholic Education Melbourne, it undertook a new independent-led review in 2019 to look into Mr. Sleeman's request concerning his employment, and that Mr. Sleeman took part in that review process willingly. The recommendations from the independent review were fully accepted by the Archbishop, the Archdiocese says, and an ex gratia offer at the top end of the recommendation was made in February 2020. The Archdiocese says it hasn't yet heard back from Graham Sleeman as to whether he wishes to accept that offer.
Samantha Donovan with that report.